you and I need to leave our children with something, a picture that they can look back on and saying, it's real. It's not something that they say at home and say, or say at church and leave out at home. They were human beings and messed up in life just like we do. But every time there's an end to something, remember this, there will always be a beginning. You and I will never end. We live for eternity, and we're going to live with Christ, doing what Christ has called us to do for eternity, ever and ever and ever. But it doesn't mean that at some point that there's not an ending to the direction or what we're doing right now. There's an ending to my mission, an ending that's coming when God says, come on home. And one part of what I've done by preaching and teaching and caring, that part will have passed away, but there is a new job waiting for me. There's a job waiting for you and waiting for me in eternity. And our boss in eternity is the same boss that we have today. His name is Jesus, the Son of the living God. But Jesus would teach us, when I call something, said that the time is here, and then that time period is over, there's always more good that I'm going to give to you. I want you to listen tonight, because as we focus on the holy ordinance of the Lord's Supper, we need to understand how holy that ordinance truly is. Tonight I've focused on never forget. Never forget. The Lord's Supper reminds us of two things we must never forget. First of all, never forget the love God has for us. It's all in the Lord's Supper. Never forget the love God has for us. Matthew 26, verses 17 through 19. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover? And he said, go into the city to a certain man and say to him, the teacher says, my time is near. I am to keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. The disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. Here's something about our life and the sin that so easily besets us. Something that you and I really need to remember. Either God will remove our sin from us, or our sin will remove us from God. Either God will remove our sin from us, or our sin will remove us from God. You got it? God is in the loving business. Sin is in the hating business. Satan is in the hating business. God in his love supersedes hate. He loved through hatred. Think of this. God, the Father, loved those that were doing all manner of evil against his Son. God so loved them. You and I wouldn't love them. Do you think that you and I could take the beating and do all of that and never speak a word? Knowing, let's say we knew we had the power. Let's say we knew that the angel was waiting right out the door. You and I, as soon as they'd start beating, would say, boy, your day is coming. My Father's going to walk through the door and you are in big trouble. We would say anything that we could. Payback is rough. Payback is coming. But Jesus said nothing except Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. Now that's love, folks. That's love like you and I have been able to accept, but love like you and I cannot give to other people because of our human condition. The second thing that we never ever need to forget is this. Never forget the life Christ gave for us. Again, never forget the love God has for us. Never forget the life Christ gave for us. It all equals love. Matthew 26, verse 20. Now when evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12 disciples. He'd done this many times before. He had reclined with them many times before. What was the difference this night? This night marked the end of something. It marked the end of the old Passover. It would be the last Passover, listen well to this, the last Passover sanctioned by God. God's Son was on the scene. The law had to be fulfilled. Christ was the one that was fulfilling the law. Once the law was fulfilled, then all things will have passed away. All things will have become new. But it would be the completion of the law, not the destruction of the law, not the throwing away of the law. It's the completion. Jesus was getting ready to show them through the holy ordinance of his supper that he had completed one era and that we were going into the church age. And we're still in that church age. And it's so exciting because we are the last age before Jesus comes back. Woo! He ushered in the last age. You got it? In the cradle. He ushered in the last age. And he ushered out the old age or the law when he went to the cross. See, that's what you and I need to learn. It's the story. It's the story behind what God has truly done in our life. Your children love stories. Now, you can sit and tell them a story, or you can read them a story, and at a certain age, all you hear is, "That was great, Daddy, read it again." You read it again. That was great, Daddy, read it again. And so we go over and over and over and read it again. But what kind of stories are we reading to our children today? Have we allowed someone else to read stories to them? Have we allowed television to take over parenting our children? They will not hear this story on TV. It won't be there. Let's look at what is represented in this holy ordinance. We all here know that there's two ordinances in the church, and I know you know because I hit it all the time. That ordinance is the ordinance of baptism. Once an individual has accepted Christ and followed him in baptism, then and only then, are they given the honor of participating in the holy ordinance of the Lord's Supper. The bread represents his body. Matthew 26, 26. While they were eating, Jesus took some bread. After a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." Remember, that's why over 100 and some of his disciples turned and walked away. Because he said, if you cannot eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you can be no part of me. And they took off running. They thought Jesus had lost his mind or he was into cannibalism. They didn't hear with their heart. They heard with their head. Luke 22, verse 19. Listen to him. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You've heard me say ever since I've been here, Folker, you've been around me, you understand that the holy ordinance of the Lord's Supper represents our praise to who Jesus is, not to who we are. It doesn't give us holiness. Christ gave us holiness through accepting him. It is our way of showing respect to him. It's the story. Okay, what are you and I commissioned by God to do? To take the gospel to the lost and dying world. What's the gospel? Death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. The body and the blood of Christ. That is the gospel. And you and I have been given the honor ordered by God that whoever accepts my son as their savior will now have permission to partake of such a holy ordinance. The wine represents his blood, Matthew 26:27. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. Interesting at this particular period. Do you remember when Jesus was at the table? And then he looks and he told Simon, Judas Iscariot. He told Judas that, Judas said, is it I, Lord? And he said, yep, it's you. That's a paraphrase. Yep, it's you. And then he said, go do what you must do. Many people said that that was forgiveness by Christ. No, it wasn't. It was to do what he had sold his heart or his spirit into doing. And he was gone when it got time for the Lord's Supper. And then he said, drink from it, all of you. Everybody was left, drank of the cup. Judas Iscariot had already gone to betray Christ. Luke 22:20. After supper, he took another cup of wine and said, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you. Just like he's talking to us right now. My blood's a sacrifice for you because I love you. Then Luke 22:14-16. Jesus said, this is important. This scripture is the one that you really need to keep in mind for sure. Jesus said, I have been very eager to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering begins. Now listen to how he closes out. For I tell you now that I won't eat this meal again until its meaning is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Folks, you and I, who have been given the honor, the privilege by God through his son Jesus, to even get to be a part of the holy ordinance of the Lord's Supper, that's the only ordinance that will continue throughout eternity. Oh, and rightly so, you and I could, it doesn't take much thinking to figure that one out. He's still going to be the only one with scars. They're going to be beautiful. We're going to see our name somewhere. I don't really care where. I just know that it came from the heart of Christ. And he said, I give to you. Jesus' whole ministry focused on giving. Everything he did, he gave. And everyone he met, he let them know how much he loved them. Even hanging on the cross, he prayed for them, those who had put him there. He prayed that God would forgive them. The story simply means this. No one, no group, none of the Jews, none of the Romans, none of any of the others that was there will ever be charged for the death of Jesus. He's the one who said, no one takes my life from me, but I give it of my own free will. No one can take it from me. I can lay it down and I can pick it up again. Isn't that amazing? We serve a Savior that can walk out of that body of the vehicle and walk right back in it when he wants to. Woo! What a body. Folks, tonight, you and I are going to participate in such a holy ordinance. The holy ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Such a gift. Such a blessing. Let's pray. Father, once again we lift our heart to you. We come asking, dear Heavenly Father, that as you touch us, you will give us the courage and the boldness to touch others. Father, thank you for sending your Son that we might have life and have it for eternity. Help each of us to be prepared to help others. And we ask it all, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.